Hi, George Cal here, and thank you for being part of my courses. I look forward to supporting you in growing your authentic business. Now, I want to tell you how I can best support you with questions and answers. I know a lot of you watching this have questions for me, and you want to ask me about various kinds of marketing topics or business or productivity topics. So as a solopreneur, I do have a few very part-time assistants, but for the most part, I do just about everything in my business myself. So I need to keep good boundaries, healthy boundaries that allow me to remain joyfully productive in my business. So thank you for your understanding and when I keep good boundaries with how often I can respond to your questions. But let me tell you the ways I really dislike people asking me questions and the ways that I most enjoy people asking me questions. So let's start with the dislikes. Social media private messaging is not appropriate to ask me questions about the content of my courses, such as, George, I'm taking this course and you talk about this concept, or George, can you give me feedback on that? Please do not use social media private messaging. Like, don't send me a private Facebook message or a private Instagram message or direct message or like LinkedIn private message or any other private social media messaging. I mean, if you have a really quick question about something logistical, like, okay, does your course start this date or that date? You know, that kind of thing. It's fairly easy, but still private messaging, through social media is harder for me to keep track of than email. Email is a bit more preferable, but again, if you send me email, I prefer it to be more logistical type questions, like you're trying to enroll in the course or program and you have a question about something about it. But in terms of the content, types of questions, like you're taking this course or that course from me, or you have a question about marketing or business or productivity, etc., especially regarding your own business, I wouldn't prefer email, and definitely not social media private messaging. I wouldn't prefer email, but I would prefer if you can come to one of my Q&A calls. That's my favorite place to take your questions. And you have two choices. One is either you're in my current client group like ABC or Masterheart, or you're not in my group. And so let me talk to you. Those of you, most of you aren't in my client group. So let me explain. If you're not in my client group, I have a monthly Q&A call that you can come, assuming you recently enrolled in one of my courses. If you enrolled in the course, you have access for 2 months to my monthly Q&A calls. Every time you enroll in a course, you get another, you know, you get 2 months from that enrollment date to join my Q&A calls. Let me go ahead and show you where to find that info. So if you go to georgecow.com/QA, okay, georgecow.com/QA, that will land you here. And if you, within the past 2 months, enrolled in one of my courses, so basically every time you just take any of my courses, you know, every time you take one, you have 2 months that the clock starts in for the next 2 months, you have access to the Q&As. So click here and, that should bring you to the place where you can sign up. Yep. Like here, you can sign up for the Q and you can see how many spots are left and sign up, and the times in your time zone, okay, are shown here. Be sure to check your time zone first so that these times will show up correctly. You can just sign up for one of them. I actually prefer if you just sign up for one of them. And then, you know, once you sign up, you'll have a place where you can ask, where you can post your questions. And then, besides, so that's the people who are not in my client groups. For those who are my client groups, you have 3 Q&A calls with me per week, right? At least two to three Q&A calls per week, every week with me. So it's plenty of time that we can talk. If you're not in my client group and you would like an answer sooner than the next monthly Q&A call, the option is to post your question underneath a particular lesson of a course you're taking from me. So, for example, let's say you are taking my biz plan course, which I highly recommend to all of you because it's like my most foundational course. And let's say you're in this particular lesson and you want to ask me a question about something I talked about. Go to that lesson, scroll all the way down to where you can post a question, and that's where you can post it. So in other words, find the correct course that you want to ask me a question about. So let's say you want to ask me about, I don't know, video creation or something like that. and then you find the correct module about it, okay, or lesson about it. And then you scroll down, scroll all the way down, and then this is where you ask me questions, and I will do my best to reply. Usually I can reply within 3 days, but sometimes, you know, during certain launches, I'm particularly busy, it might take me a little bit longer. But like I said, the most reliable way, come to my Q&A calls. If you can't wait, put it underneath the lesson, and I will do my best to respond as soon as I can. Again, I have to keep healthy boundaries for maintaining my business and maintaining good relationship with my audience and my clients. So thank you for your patience, and I look forward to responding to you as soon as I can. So thank you so much. And by the way, if you have any questions about how to ask questions, you can comment below this lesson. Thanks.